You're listening to State of the Human, the radio show of the Stanford Storytelling Project, and I'm your host, Austin Meyer. Today's episode is Learning to Lie, stories about our first encounters with the liar within. Psychologists, of course, have always been interested in lying. So we sent our producer Joshua Hoyt to talk to a few psychologists who have thought a lot about lying. And what they have found is that lying isn't something very small children think about. They don't think you could ever be trying to deceive them. Not even when you lie to them over and over and over again.
At least young children, when we're talking about 3 and 4 year olds, they tend to believe people who lie to them repeatedly, at least in the lab.
This is Gail Heyman. She is a professor at the University of California, San Diego. She investigates how children experience lying, how they lie, and how they handle being lied to.
I think they have this sort of default trust assumption about what people tell them. They're just inherently very trusting when people say things to them. And it's very adaptive for children to accept the fact that most of what they're told is true.
Trust and honesty seem to be the factory setting for children. It's a matter of survival. They depend on the people around them to keep them warm and fed, to keep them alive. But as soon as they learn to walk and begin to make sense of the world, they evolve into liars. The magic age we learn how to lie seems to be between 3 and 4. In one study, psychologists asked 3-year-olds if they cheated in a game. Most children under the age of 3 told the truth. But 80% of 4-year-olds lied. And that's a good thing. Learning to lie is actually linked to a very important cognitive milestone. Understanding that people have distinctly different perceptions of the world and that perceptions of the same thing may vary. Psychologists call this acquiring a theory of mind. Theory of mind means understanding that other people have minds of their own. And once you understand that, you understand that others might not know what you know, that maybe you can trick them.
Around age 3 to 4 and 5 is when children develop a pretty sophisticated theory of mind where they can understand something called a false belief.
This is Dr. Carl Rosengren. He is the director of undergraduate studies in cognitive psychology at Northwestern University. He explained to Joshua that before they can fool anyone, children need to figure out that people can be fooled.
And there's a classic task that they use with this that involves a situation where you have a box of, let's say, pencils, and you show them to a child, and you open up the box and show that they're not pencils in there, they're M&Ms or something like that. And then you ask the child what will happen if another person comes into the room.
The toddler knows that the box contains M&Ms, and he assumes that everyone knows exactly what he knows. So he assumes anyone coming into the room will know the pencil box is filled with M&Ms.
And it's not until children are about 3.5 to 4.5 that they are able to kind of answer that the individual will hold this kind of false belief, that the box will hold pencils rather than M&Ms.
This may seem like no big deal to anyone over the age of 4, but think about what a game changer this is for a child. Now, imagine you're 4 or 5 and you really love M&Ms. You want the ones in the pencil box and you know no one else knows they're in there. So when little Hunter asks you what's in the box, what do? You lie. Once we know that others can get it wrong, it doesn't take us long at all to figure out that lying can be effective. It helps us keep M&Ms a secret and much, much more. So why don't we lie all the time? Part of growing up is learning how to lie, but just as important is learning when to lie. We learn how to lie through trial and error because we really need to figure out how to get what we want. But our parents take on the hard task of teaching us when it's okay to lie, when it's expected, and when it's necessary. And how do they teach us how to lie? They teach by example. Professor Gail Heyman again.
We've documented that in our research, that parents explicitly teach their children lying is wrong, and they give them all kinds of messages about how lying is one of the worst things you can ever do, and yet they lie to their children. And it's interesting sort of how you navigate the philosophy of it and sort of what you're teaching your child and how your child can make sense of what they're being told while watching you, you know, lie to them, lie to other people. For example, a child may see a parent complain about, oh, you know, your aunt's coming to visit and I'm so upset that she's coming and I wish she wouldn't, you know, it's messing up my plans. And then they'll see the aunt come to the door and they'll see the parent say, oh, I'm so glad you came. It's perfect. And then the child has to make sense of this and say, oh, okay, what does that mean about what you're supposed to say to people and when you're supposed to lie?
This is the situation we all faced at some point in our lives. We all had to learn when to lie, when not to lie, and how to lie. That's this week's episode of State of the Human.